Everyone matters to someone, and my next guest decided to, in fact, celebrate that very thought, and not only that, but take it to the next level by telling those people that, in fact, they do matter to you. She has created You Matter to Me Day and has designated October 7th of this year as the very first You Matter to Me Day. Linda Jew joins us on the telephone. Linda, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for sharing some time with us. How did this idea come up to create a day where you could, in fact, tell people that truly matter to you that is what they do, that they're important in your life?
The idea for the day came about after I had begun sharing You Matter to Me, calling and emailing and texting the people in my life who matter to me, letting them know that they matter to me. In sharing that with them and hearing back from them what had happened when they began sharing it with other people, that's pretty much where the idea for having a day, You Matter to Me, began.
The notion, though, of sharing that sentiment with those people that are important to you. And again, from looking at your website, there was unfortunately a tragedy which really precipitated that for you, wasn't there?
Yes, there was a good friend and colleague of mine. He and his son, Bill was 45 years old at the time, and his son was 11, his son Bryce. They died around the end of March. And the day that I found out about their passing, I had so many questions and not a whole lot of answers, but the one thing that I saw for myself was that in all of the times that I had known them, I had never actually spoken the words, "You matter to me." Did they know? I'll never know for sure. And whether they knew for sure that I did, care about them and that they were important to me, I can only guess, right? But what I know is that people can speculate, people can sense it, but they will never know with absolute certainty until we actually let them know, until we actually tell them.
To most of us, Linda, it is fairly obvious that it is important for us to let those people in our lives that are indeed important know that they matter to us. Yet, realizing that, knowing that is important to do, and actually physically doing it is a completely different matter. Most of us lead extremely busy lives. In many cases, we might not see our kids for more than an hour or two every day. Our mate, some cases there are days where it might just be a few minutes. And as you alluded to, when you do actually speak those words and when you do communicate to those people how important they are and that they do matter to you, the difference in acknowledging that it makes in our lives is immense, and you obviously found that out.
Yes, absolutely. Firsthand for myself, every time I spoke the words or the words left my fingertips when I was emailing or texting, in those moments, I got very, very present to, exactly how much these people mean to me and how dear they are to me. And for them, each one of them has been touched, moved, inspired, and reacted in whichever way was there for them to react. Some of them got very emotional. Others remained very composed, but each one of them really got the sentiment. And that was my only purpose in communicating to them, is that they get that they matter to me.
You've taken it upon yourself to do that with all of those friends and family that do mean a lot to you and that do matter to you. Has your action then prompted those people to, in fact, turn around and do the very same thing with the people in their lives that also matter?
Certainly for some of them, I only know about the ones who have let me know that they decided to share it with others. And with other people, they may have taken it on and just not let me know that they have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I that's basically what I can say.
Right. Now, you've identified October 7th as the very first You Matter to Me Day. Why that particular date?
I contacted an astrologer. You know, I know little to nothing about astrology, but given that, you know, the horoscopes seem to be very big around the world in some way, shape, or form, and I figured, well, you know, when we're born, you know, we have a particular horoscope and an astrological chart, and I figured, well, why not for You Matter to Me Day? So I contacted a local astrologer, and she gave me October 7th as the most auspicious day to give birth to You Matter to Me Day in 2010 because it is the day of the new moon in Libra. New moons signify new beginnings and new things. And Libra represents the sign of relationships and balance and harmony. So I figured, hey, that sounds perfect.
Many of these celebrations, if you will, and this truly, I guess, is a celebration of those who are important to you and those that matter to you, do take some time to gain some momentum, to gain some traction. How has the response been so far?
I guess I would qualify it as fair to middling. You know, certainly hasn't been as explosive, you know, in results as I had anticipated or, you know, desired. But, you know, the thing is, this is an event that really is, it is whatever people make it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like it's not my event. It's not, you know, anyone's event. It is what people make it, no different than, you know, Mother's Day, for example. You know, people make Mother's Day what it is, and that's what I see for You Matter to Me Day. You know, all I did was follow the guidance that I had to create the day and to bring it forth, and people will make it what they make it. And, you know, I would love for people to make it as meaningful to them as it has been for me and to cause it to be a worldwide phenomenon because, you know, the people who matter to us are not strictly in our immediate vicinities. They're all over the world. So like that.
And in fact, in many situations, those people that are furthest away from us and in other points of the world, other parts of the world, are perhaps those that we at least have the least contact with and thus much more appropriate to let them know how much they mean to us. Now, your website, youmattertomeday.com, people can get more information on there and hopefully it'll become a contagious event and people will... not only take you up on You Matter to Me Day, but it'll become that kind of a day every day.
Yes, I would love for that to be the case. I think it's, there is a designated day, right? But the sentiment is eternal. So I think that would be wonderful for people to acknowledge the people who matter to them every day.
Linda, thank you so much for telling us about it. Have a terrific evening, and hopefully things really pick up for you on October the 7th, and we'll be talking about that as a regular event in years to come.
Thank you very much, Shannon. It was a pleasure.
Have a terrific evening. Good night.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Linda Jew is a creator of You Matter to Me Day, and that website is youmattertomeday.com.